Today's man law is: a friend must be permitted to borrow anything you own. A grill, motorcycle, a car, firstborn child, within 12-hour notice. A woman or anything considered lucky are not applicable in this case.
I agree. Hey, I do have one caveat to that, though. If he's truly a buddy, if he jacks up your stuff while he has it, he's got to bring it back and admit it and fix it.
Did I jack something yours up?
No.
Oh, I thought you were chiding me.
I've had guys borrow stuff.
I know.
And it comes back broken or
really?
Bent or, you know,
yeah.
And it's like, come on.
Well, if you have, when you have kids, and as many as we have, my wife and I are used to getting your stuff jacked up.
Yeah.
It's like I don't have a garage door opener on my Jeep right now.
Yeah.
Because when I was down in the Caribbean, one of my kids just said, well, I'm going to park in the garage, and here's an opener, and I've never gotten it back. So that's just a personal problem of mine.
Yeah.
I got a cool invitation also from Whole Foods. I'm heading back out to Northern California. They're doing Top Chef again, and this time I'm going to MC the weekend. So I'm gonna make a little more money and going to have a good time with the people at Whole Foods and California Backyard. So real big event for them, for all of them, and I'm going to get
That's
a chance
cool.
to have some fun with all the top chefs of Northern California.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got a little twist on that you're not going to believe, the irony of all of this. My nephew, my brother's oldest son, is in that competition as a chef.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, you got to look him up. His name is Eric Joppy.
Well, I'll be talking to him, I'm sure.
Right, but yeah, he is in that. He's been selected for that.
Oh, my gosh.
And he's a fabulous chef.
Now, you and I never even had this conversation.
Right,
I didn't even tell you I was
going. I know,
going.
I didn't either. But when you just said it, because I've been following him on Facebook.
Oh, my gosh.
And he's in it. He's
That's
been selected.
Cool.
So real honor for him.
You yeah.
know, because he's out of the Portland, Oregon area and does a lot of really cool stuff. And high-end French type stuff.
Oh, my
stuff,
gosh.
So, but he's in there. So.
Yeah, well, so hats off to Whole Foods. They're really yeah. throwing down for the grilling, and I'm excited to be partnered up
yeah.
with them.
Yeah, but anyway, small world.
Yeah, that
well,
is
speaking
cool.
of contests, I'm in Meat Madness, and that's a derivative of March Madness for grilling guys. And go to TraegerGrills.com, TREAGER. There's a bracket there. There's two brackets. I'm in the second bracket in the East Division. If you haven't seen a picture of me, look on the grilling guys and then look on there. There's a matchup of the picture because I use that
vote
photo.
For
and I
vote
gave
for
away.
Jobby.
Yeah, vote for Jobby. This is your subliminal and not so subliminal message.
It's a dream.
Vote for me. I've got a maple bourbon pork loin. The recipe's on there. Give it a try on your own grill because it turned out fabulous for me, and I think it will for you, too.
I did see pictures of that when you grilled it. Yeah, I think you put it on Facebook, and that looked fantastic. Don't forget to check us out on Facebook, / The Grilling Guys. There's some cool stuff. We're always running specials on ThermoPen, which you can buy right through our website at usually a pretty good discount. So if you're going to get a good thermometer, use what we use. It's ThermoPen, and it's the fastest read in temperature you'll find, and you can whip that baby out of your pocket, jab a piece of meat, and you got your temperature in under 3 seconds now. So it's right out of Utah, and wonderful people to do business with. Jop and I use them exclusively, and you can buy them off the grillingguys.com at a really good deal. So check out ThermoPen there.
The single most important barbecue tool you have in your bag
really is.
Is a ThermoPen or
really
a thermal digital thermometer, because if it's overdone, it ain't any good.
Yeah, but get the ThermoPen. It's not Chi-Com.
You've been listening to Grilling Guys on our Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. I hope your St. Patty's Day hangover is wearing off and you're out in your backyard creating a little grill envy. Thanks for listening to us this week. We'll talk with you next week.